It was called the Golden Cage. A spouse, usually a husband, would get an H-1 visa issued to high-skilled workers to come to the U.S. The wife would come, too, as a dependent on an H-4 visa. But she couldn't work because she didn't have a work permit. That's the Golden Cage. In recent years, the spouses of H-1B visa holders were able to get work permits of their own. But now the Department of Homeland Security is threatening to revoke those work permits. But it's not clear when that might happen, and it's leaving families in limbo. So some are making alternate plans, like moving to Canada. Sonia Paul is a reporter in Oakland, California. She's been following this story for The World.
H-1B visas are the visas available for high-skilled foreign workers in the U.S. So the sort of classic H-1B visa worker is a tech worker, although it also includes doctors and teachers. But if you were to look at the top companies who employ H-1B visa workers, you'd see major tech firms like Google, Amazon, and Apple. And so it's quite a large workforce.
And so the H-4 visas, how are they connected to the H-1Bs?
The H-4 visa is the visa available for dependents of the H-1B visa worker. So that includes spouses and children.
And do H-4 visas allow those dependents to work in the U.S.?
No. People on the H-4 visa alone cannot work. H-1B visa holders are temporary workers, but after a certain number of years, if they're still here in the U.S. and their employer also wants them to continue working, they can apply for sponsorship from their company and with that apply for a green card. And once they have a green card, then their spouses on the H-4 visa are also eligible for this thing called the H-4 EAD, which stands for the Employment Authorization Document. And then they can start working. Since the wait times for green cards can really vary depending on the country of origin of a family, it basically helps people start their quote-unquote permanent lives in the U.S. a little bit sooner.
So what is the Department of Homeland Security doing now? What's the change?
So right now, the Department of Homeland Security is acting under President Trump's Buy American, Hire American executive order. The rule that allowed H-4 spouses to work, the H-4 EAD, happened under Obama. And so at the end of last year, conversation started that this would be revoked. The argument is that they want to protect jobs for American workers. The process to do that, you know, requires a number of federal regulations. It has to open for public comment. The government essentially has to write a new rule, but the procedure is just taking a very long time. And nobody's really sure why it's taking so long. But what's clear is that the delay is causing a lot of anguish for people and uncertainty about what is actually happening.
You profiled one woman who's waiting to see if this rule passes. What's her story?
Yeah, her name is Archna, and she currently lives in Fremont, California. And her story is pretty typical for a lot of spouses who are on the H-4 visa. She first came to the U.S. in 2005 with her husband, who's a software engineer. The majority of H-1B workers are from India, and she herself is an Indian national as well. And what a lot of these spouses encountered when they came to the U.S. and realized they couldn't work is depression. You know, they're very highly motivated individuals in their own right who are independent, but they were put in what people started to dub as a golden cage. And for Archna, she decided to just really put herself forward, even without any clarity of what might happen. She started taking classes at a community college. She got a bachelor's degree in the U.S. She got a fellowship to get a master's degree in the U.S. She has a baby who was born in the U.S. and is a U.S. citizen. And now in California, she works in user design. And so she and her husband, they've been waiting for a green card for years. But because a lot of people don't know what might happen with the H-4 EAD, and, you know, underlying that is the wait times that a lot of people have to get a green card, they're considering life outside of the U.S., whether it's going back home to where they're from or moving to another country that seems to have friendlier immigration policies.
And how many H-4 visa holders will this affect?
There's one University of Tennessee study that estimates about 100,000 H-4 EAD holders will be affected. And this disproportionately affects people from countries like India and China.
Are there other options for people who are uncertain about whether they'll be able to work? Say you have an H-4 visa and you have the EAD. Could you go and apply for an H-1B visa?
If you're working in a job that's eligible for an H-1B visa, then yeah. But speaking anecdotally from the people I've talked to who are on the H-4, they don't really work in spaces that sponsor H-1B visas. By and large, H-4 visa holders work for nonprofits or for the government or for community organizations. They can't qualify for an H-1B. Archna, though, who I profiled in my story, because she works in user design and that touches the tech space, she tried to apply for an H-1B, but she hasn't heard back yet. And it's sort of a signal to her that this country is not that friendly to foreign workers and immigrants like her. You know, it's making them reconsider why they're spending their lives working in a country that won't allow them to have the rights of other workers.
Reporter Sonia Paul in Oakland, California. Thanks, Sonia.
Thank you.